Welcome back and congratulations. All right, you've dialed in your passion, you've thought about your skills, and you've also thought about your perfect listener avatar. You've now picked a style of podcast, and now it's about time to pick your podcast category. If you were to go to Apple or Spotify, you would see that there are dozens of different podcast categories and even more podcast subcategories. While this may seem like a minor point of discussion, it's actually critical to your success and being found by those looking to learn and grow from your podcast. Spend some time looking through the categories and subcategories that are found on Apple Podcasts or in the Spotify platform. I want to introduce you to a term, niche. Some people say niche, some say niche. Well, a niche is a distinct segment of the market. The more narrow the focus, the more success you'll have. Just for fun, let's explore the idea of a niche audience. Let's start at the very, very, very top with a huge category called animals. Now, someone might want to have a podcast about animals. Cool. But this is a very broad category. Now, let's navigate from the broadest of categories, animals, and now let's bring it down to an ultra-defined niche. The more refined podcast could be a specialized chicken raised in urban settings. You see, now we're no longer talking just about animals, nor is this just on farming. It's an ultra-narrow niche, and trust me, there is a following when it comes to urban chicken coops and homegrown eggs. Here is a phrase that I want you to consider. The riches are in the niches. Now, I understand that you may or may not want your podcast for profit. The phrase, however, still holds true. It's about locating your greatest audience and to grab the attention of your premier audience. Your topic, you see, it needs to be ultra-defined and focused. The concept of the riches are in the niches is not only about monetary wealth or profit. It is, however, about making a podcast that serves an ultra-tight and narrow audience. For instance, if you wanted to speak in the health field, you would need to answer for me about 15 questions to determine which subcategory of the health field you would want to be talking about. The same would apply if you have a spiritual or religious podcast. Once again, you would need to narrow the topic and be laser focused in the exact aspect of business or spirituality or health that you would want to address. Bottom line, the most successful podcasts are extremely focused on a specific passion area, teaching a specific skill to a particular subset of people. And when you're ready, I'll meet you on the next one, where we will discuss picking your podcast name.